Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Support for Away With Words comes from Mosey Online Backup. Mosey protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crashes, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Find out more at mozy.com.
Welcome to another mini-cast from Away With Words. I'm Martha Barnett. I had to change the batteries in my flashlight the other day, and that makes me think, as it always does, of Luigi Galvani. No, really, it does. Let me explain. Galvani was an 18th century Italian physicist and physician whose experiments accidentally paved the way for modern batteries. The focus of his inquiry? Well, Galvani experimented with dead frogs and live wires. In 1791, he published a paper describing how he'd touched a dead frog's leg with one wire and then touched another wire to both the frog and the first wire. When the second wire made contact, the lifeless body jerked violently. Galvani believed these convulsions were the result of animal electricity, a mysterious substance secreted by the body. What he failed to grasp was that by touching wires made of two different metals to the frog and to each other, he'd simply created a closed circuit. At the time, Galvani's report was nothing short of astonishing. A generation later, Mary Shelley would write her novel Frankenstein and specifically credit Galvani's experiments as an inspiration. But his work also inspired further research by another Italian scientist, one who didn't buy that idea of animal electricity. His name was Alessandro Volta. Volta suspected that the frog's body didn't secrete electricity, it conducted it. Soon he was stacking pieces of zinc and silver, and instead of animal tissue, he used cardboard soaked in brine. The electrifying result was the first voltaic pile, the forerunner of batteries we use today. As you may have guessed, Volta's name lives on in our word for that unit of electrical measurement, the volt. But despite his scientific mistake, Galvani achieved a measure of linguistic immortality as well. Today, you'll find his name inside a word that means to jolt or jumpstart. That word is galvanize. Has a question about language sparked your curiosity? Email us at words@waywardradio.org. For Away With Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away With Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.
Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.